I'm back. What's up, everybody? How's it going? How you feeling? How you doing? Your boy, Isaac, a.k.a. Ike, I-K-E, Feldman, from the Iketagon, at I-K-E-T-A-G-O-N, is back in the saddle. I think it's season 5 is underway of the Iketagon coverage. We got a great big season ahead of you. UFC 280 is on the horizon. Aljamain Sterling makes his epic comeback into the cage against TJ Dillashaw. Charles Oliveira against Islam Makhachev. Peter Yan, no, he's not fighting Aljamain Sterling. He's fighting Sugar Sean O'Malley. UFC 280 kicks off 2 p.m. East Coast time, New York time, Philadelphia, Miami, Atlanta time. October 22nd, live in Abu Dhabi. Of course, your boy will have a ton of coverage, hopefully guests that can be adjacent to the event. But before then, we have a couple of weeks to fill, about 3 weeks. I'm stepping back into the ring of combat, literally the ring, not the cage as I did a few years back, but the ring of combat a week from tomorrow, October 8th. 2022 Metropolitan Championships. Yes, I'm going for it. I'm really going for it. You guys know I pour my mind, body, and soul into everything that I'm passionate about. And I always say this, you can never be 100% passionate about something that you're not fully passionate about. You can be 99%. Like if you attend a dance recital or a Little League baseball game, you can be 99% passionate about it. But unless you're truly invested and engulfed in whatever activity you're participating in, you cannot be 100% invested. And folks, I am all in, chips in the middle of the table. Next weekend, Melville, New York, like I said, stepping back into the ring of combat. This is not a spur-of-the-moment thing. This is not I rolled out of the bed, I felt good, did a couple of push-ups, jumping jacks, had a really bold coffee, and decided that I'm ready to compete in a pretty dangerous sport of boxing. No. This has been years of visualizing, many months of preparation, physical preparation, training with elite pro mixed martial art fighters, fighters who have boxing backgrounds, fighters who their game is more engineered towards striking. For example, I would not train with Khabib Nurmagomedov if I had a boxing fight coming up. That would be not the smartest. But I have been training with strikers, devastating strikers. And trial by fire, baby. I always say this, the Benjamin Franklin style of learning and experimenting. Run out to the lightning storm with a kite on a string. See if you get electrocuted. Or you create electric or a light bulb. I believe that the creators of the light bulb or the car or the plane weren't necessarily exceptional thinkers. that maybe they saw things completely different, more than binary than most people, but that they were next level triers and doers. They didn't give up. They didn't quit. They kept going. And much respect to that. And combining all those greats before our time, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Edison, Ford, the Wright brothers. I'm trying to do something in the combat sports space, take the baton, but this is going to be years of work. Folks, I'm geared up. I'm ready to go for years of hard work, mentally, physically, spiritually, mind, body, soul. So all I ask is to buckle up, strap in, zip up, get ready, because the rocket is ready to launch. I love you guys. God bless. Stay positive. Stay focused. Surround yourself with people who love and respect you. Peace.